Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 254, recorded on Thursday, March 26th, 2020, and part of the dog days of quarantine stuff, you know, crazy times. So I've missed a few days, I believe. I missed 3 days, and I have a post from Sunday currently here on the Zoom that I haven't put out yet. So it's going to be another double up with, 3 days of missing in between. And we're just not going to worry about that at this point. We're going to try and do the best we can here though. Oh man, sounds weird. I'm sitting on the porch again. It's like, 6 o'clock, something like that. 6:11. I have no good reason for having missed several. I'm a lot. Days have been busy because, you know, my work, like, you know, I mentioned before, I work 95% remote anyway. Now it's just, we bumped it up another 5%, you know, several weeks ago, I think the beginning of March, the first week of March, we were instructed, if we could work from home, to work from home. And now, in fact, I think they're to the point where too many people were coming in anyway. And so you have to actually get approval from your manager and HR, at WarnerMedia to go into the office. Now, some people, you know, have to, camera operators and stuff like that, but otherwise, they're like, yeah, don't come in. But anyways, I mean, this has not, as of yet, March 26th, and we're going to pay attention to when this changes, really affected me work-wise at all. And yes, I had plans for these not to be all about the thing that everyone in the world's talking about, so, you know, well, it's about it. Especially since I haven't talked in several days. But yeah, my work hasn't changed at all yet, which is good, but that means that days are busy, and I do occasionally go through, like, little panicky periods just because I listen to too much media. And so between that and just being busy in general, then I get to the evening and I just want to, well, in a weird way, bounce back and forth between completely disconnecting and not even thinking about things and obsessively following, you know, said things. And then the evening gets past me and poof, it's too late and I didn't record. I definitely want to do today, and I'm going to do my best to get back in the habit here. I am recording. I don't think I've said this yet, or maybe I did. I'm recording from the front porch again, and I think this may actually kind of be my place. I don't know if there's birds in the background. I've got some pictures I need to put up on Instagram here in a little while. Our trees are blooming, or like tree, the little dogwood or whatever it is, tree, Charlotte would know, is blooming, and actually he's mostly done blooming, and he's working his way into some green leaves at this point. We've got bushes in the front yard blooming. And we've got, that's what I was looking out at earlier. We need to put down bark when we're going to be able to do that. Who knows? Part of our front yard is kind of it's got bushes and stuff in it, but no grass. It's kind of a little unimproved area. And the weeds pop up if you don't put the bark down. And that one weed there is growing like a weed. I mean, that thing, there's no way. I know 2 days ago I was out here with Gracie, but we had a huge amount of rain yesterday, night before last. And that thing, that weed is 3 feet tall now, probably 2.5-3 feet tall, and was not noticeable when I was 10 feet away from it with Gracie just like 2 or 3 days ago. So it's growing like a weed. I might have to go take care of that dude here in a minute. Otherwise, things are going well with us. Everybody's fine. I mean, we're, you know, practicing our stuff, our social distancing. I mean, we kind of do it at the clan level. But that's just it's unavoidable. A, we need to take care of Gracie sometimes, her, for her mom. So they got that one. We got the one family that's, you know, across the street and two houses down. And then across the street the other way, one house down, is Mr. Riddle, just Charlotte's dad. And, you know, he has, you know, he comes over for dinner every night, which is good. We want to keep track of him and everything and make sure that he's doing all right. And he's gone right now. Most of the time, I think he just goes out and drives around. But he is, he's stressing us out a little bit. He doesn't need to be leaving the house so much, even if he's staying in his car, which at least that's the good side. But other than that, we are... we're doing fine. We've got, at this point, we got plenty of food. And, like I said, my job's okay. And Charlotte's job is basically to take care of Gracie whenever we need to. I mean, she does more than that, obviously, but, you know, she's fine as well. So, yeah, we're doing okay. No, I had some other stuff planned, but I didn't write down. I'm going to start trying to write down notes, especially stuff that's non-coronavirus related that we can talk about. I am actually still, well, here's one thing. I am actually still working on a couple weeks, I think it was a couple weeks ago, or it could have been last week, because every day seems like a month now. I mean, everybody's mentioned it, but it is certainly true. Where we were talking about on in the Facebook group. Ah, that's what it was. We were talking about in the Facebook group, two-player games or games, you know, two-player specific games or games that have a good adaptation of their rule set to two players, because we're kind of stuck, just me and Charlotte for the most part here now. And I am actually still working on that. I'm doing it. I think I'm going to do it in like a Google Doc and then put a link to that in Facebook, so that people can go in and look at it. And I'll probably even give anybody who wants to, like, the ability to edit and add stuff. Because, you know, if we've got... you got games, or you can get Amazon to send you a game. And that, you know, it may take a little while, but I think games should be part of the... it gets to you pretty fast strategy, because they're going to keep you sane. Because we need what we can get right now for that sort of thing. Oh, but the other thing I was going to talk about is... one of the other things I've been doing is... and I need to spend more time in our Facebook group, the Dog Days group. I worked myself out of a Facebook habit a couple years ago. So even, I mean, I see stuff in our group, and I do see most of that stuff. But I don't spend a lot of time looking, you know, on Facebook at this point. But actually, weirdly, one of my podcasts, a podcast I listen to, Dubai Friday, it's by Merlin Mann, who's kind of a podcast dude, and Max Temkin, who is one of the co-creators of Cards Against Humanity, and a woman that works for him named Alex Cox. It's a weekly challenge podcast, they say, but they're not really in challenge mode to a certain extent. But it's just a really cool weekly podcast where they talk smack. And right now, obviously, you know, everybody's talking about coronavirus. But it's a fun podcast. I like all of them. And they have a Discord. They don't have a Slack channel. For some reason, they went with Discord. But I like Discord as well as Slack. And I have been spending a lot of time. Their Discord is very, has like several thousand people in it. It's a very nice, very friendly Discord. They have all sorts of, you know, they have a channel where all we talk about is coronavirus. Then they have channels about media and tech and all sorts of stuff, and everybody's very friendly. I mean, there's enough people that I've bumped into that weird situation already. I've been lurking on it for a couple of months now, but I've started chatting on it a whole lot more recently, and within an hour of starting, I don't even think it was an hour, I think it was like 15 minutes of starting to chat, I bumped into a guy who used to live here in Union County, North Carolina, and grew up in the area, you know, miles away from where I am right now. And he also graduated from school, North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics, that I graduated from, like Magnet High School, statewide Magnet High School in Durham, North Carolina. He graduated 14 years after I did, class of 99. I'm class of 85. But, And then there are a bunch of other people in there from North Carolina, but just somebody who came from Union County and went to School of Science and Math. It's just like within like an hour. It's like, what the heck? That was weird. But it's it. So I've been kind of bringing that and like bringing up a Slack channel or something, you know, bring up that Discord. It's cool. There's a lot of fun people in there. And that's kind of been a way to socialize, you know, without breaking my social distancing. But I also need to spend more time in the Dog Days group because it's like anti, you know, the regular notion of Facebook, which I find kind of distasteful, but not our little group. It's cool. So I've gone way longer than I intended. Well, it's not terrible. Not even 11, about 11 minutes. I've gone longer than I intended to, but I'm going to do my best to get back into the daily grind here. And maybe, you know, around this time every day, I'm going to come out and sit on the front porch, listen, you know, well away from, you know, I'm 75 feet from the road. We have a decent amount of people doing walking in our little neighborhood right now. So we all wave at each other, but we're, you know, plenty far away. I'll sit out here on the porch and I will let people know how I'm doing and say hi to everybody. So this has been Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported. I really need to put all that into a thing that I could put up in Alphonic and just jam on the end so I could just stop talking. Anyway, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.